Choose your next words carefully, Leonidas. They may be your last.
Madman. You're a madman. Blasphemy. This is madness.
This is Sparta!
Who do we have left? Britney Spears? Cam Kardashian? Paris Hilton? Yeah, that's what we have to look forward to, Kanye West. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening. We're global. Shop, S-H-O-P-P-E. Oh, look at you! All right, everybody, I'll be right with you. I'm a good guy. If you attack us, I attack you. Here, hello, my name is Brian Hammer Jackson, and you're with the Brian Hammer Jackson Show. Boy, it was powerful. This is a no-win situation. I'll give you a call in about an hour and a half. You know what I mean? I survived it, and I'm at the end of it.
Oppressors of generations who have kept you down with myths of opportunity, and we give it back to you, the people.
Brother, it is time for the mortals to pay.
Release the Kraken!
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the show. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. I am Brian Hammer Jackson, and we have a show today. It's going to be a short show, but we'll have one anyway. Today's topic, psychics. Yeah, it's Free Psychic Tarot Day. So you believe in ghosts? Do you? Do you believe in psychics? Do you? Do you believe in hauntings? The dark of the night creaks in quarter of three, they come alive. Do you believe that? Do you? Well, I'm going to do you. I am the Great Hammeron. And here we go. And it's Free Psychic Tarot Day. Yes, I'm calling it in. So if you want a free psychic reading, come to me. I won't charge you. Nope, not at all. The number is 319-527-6099. That's it. 319-527-6099. That's the number that gets you in the studio. That's the number you'll hear my reading. And if nobody comes in, who cares? Because I got other stuff. Other stuff. I got to prepare for other stuff. But today is Free Psychic Day. Normally I would charge a lot of money. What's a lot of money? It's a lot of money. $49 a minute. And I'll read you for 30 minutes. But not today. Today's Free Psychic Day. Tell you your future if you have one. If you don't have a future, what the hell, you should know about it. And, you know, the history of the psychics from ancient times to present day and trendy news, that's what we're going to do today. That's what we're going to do. So I just got on. It's been quick. Number is 319-527-6099. I'm going to give people a chance to come in the studio. I'm going to give me a chance to wake up. I'm going to wake up the spirits. Some of you guys got good ghosts, and there's bad ghosts, and some of you guys have evil spirits. Oh, Ouija board. We never got to that. I used to tease it for about a week when you get into it. Yeah, when we come back. I'm going to give everybody, so I'm going to go grab a cup of coffee so the coffee can grab me. And I can wake up so I can be aware of the entities that are flying around me and whispering in my ear about you. Yeah. Yeah, that's what happens. 319-527-6099. We'll be right back with me, the great Hammer-On. I can reach, you know, I'm in this world, I'm in the next world, I'm in your sleep. I am like Freddy, but a good Freddy. Yeah, you know what I mean, baby? I'm Freddy. So hang in there, and we'll be right back. And we don't have anybody coming to the studio because they came up so soon. We got other stuff. You're listening to Hammer Radio Network, 96.7 BT Radio. That's Blog Talk Radio, bitches. We'll be right back.
Right, wrong, I just can't stop it.
That's right. I'm playing DJ for a minute, right? Still making coffee. Coffee's making me. I haven't even looked in the studio. All right. It's free psychic tarot card reading by the Great Hammer On. And as I see four or five people with 111s in there. 111s. So what I'm going to do, is I'm going to go to them. I'm going to whisper to them in their ear. Some don't like to talk because they're at work. They have kids. They have a husband. Or maybe it's the husband that has a wife. They don't care. They don't care. You know why people don't talk about me? Because I am your guilty pleasure. That's right, bitches. I am your guilty pleasure. Have your pleasure with me. Have a cup of hammer. And we'll wake you up in the morning. Let's talk about you lonely bitches. Are you a lonely bitch? Well, let me tell you. If you're a lonely bitch, I want you to call the studio 319-527-6099. Men could be bitches, too. We got some man bitches out there, and you know we do. And in fact, I'm going to give $150 for the third man bitch who comes into the studio. You got to be a bitch. You got to tell me why you're a man bitch, and you're going to win. That's right. We call it the man bitch giveaway. Thank you. Oh, and speaking of beauty and psychics, hello, spiritual pet. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you doing today? Sure.
You got your sex talk voice on. I'm doing good, Patty.
Oh, I do?
Yes. How you doing today? I'm doing... Okay, you know what I'm going to answer? I'm going to answer my motorboat voice.
Oh.
Patty. She loves that. Look at that. I'm going to get... You know what? I'm going to get you...
Really?
I'm in the mood. I'm in the mood. The medication ran out, and I'm running with scissors, baby, blindfolded. Now, Pat is a serious. Because you saw the thing today, free psychic tarot card reading, Pat. That's the heading of the show today.
Is
knowing
it?
That
I
I'm,
didn't see the heading.
Oh, you didn't see it? Let me put this in your thing. You should see it. Anyway, I'm going to put this in your Facebook thing. That's right. All right,
in
ready,
my
Pat?
Inbox.
Yeah.
Messenger, because I don't see the other.
All right. I'm going to put this in your box, Pat. Are you ready? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You naughty, naughty girl. Okay, here we go. There we go. That's going to go right in your box. There we go. Slippery when wet. Take on my Canadian beauty. That's the title of the show today if you don't see it. That's it?
Okay. I got it.
Yeah. Now, I had no idea Pat was coming. I was trusting John because John is with Pat. They've been together for a while. And Pat gave him instructions, how nice Pat is. Pat gave him instructions, Brian's there on, wake me up because I want to make sure I don't miss this train wreck. It's no train wreck like no other. So I took a shot thinking maybe Pat will come on by the time the show starts because I put free psychic tarot card reading. Pat is a professional. I have known Pat over 8 years. She has never been wrong. That's why I have a tail today and my arm never lifts up past my head. She got pissed off at me one day. For 8 years. And she's good. She's spot on. And I'm thinking, you know, maybe I didn't promote psychics that much. So this first time in years, and I put this as a headline, free psychic tarot card day. And Pat's here. She's a professional. I am her apprentice who failed class 5 times, but I have... promise. Whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
You really
I went to
should
the Harry,
learn, you know, it'd be interesting.
I should. I went to the Harry Potter School of Magic. So, there you go. There you go.
My Harry Potter doesn't quite cut it.
I know. I found out and I paid a lot of money. Instead of, I realized it was Pat who has affiliate of Harry Potter, and all we did was smoke a joint. Hey, this is not Harry Potter, the one I thought. What kind of Harry Potter is this? I didn't realize it was the name of a joint. Anyway. Pat, I got to record your laugh. Your laugh is really funny. I got to record your laugh. I'm going to record your laugh in the opening of the show. That's funny. You crack me up. So we're going to talk about where do psychics come from, the beginning of psychics, Pat is a psychic here. Halloween is coming, and some of you getting into the spirit of the ghost and the goblins and the witches. You know, Pat, did you ever notice, I don't know where you're in Canada. You're in Canada.
Yeah.
Does Canada celebrate Halloween at all? Do they, do they dress up
of
and
course.
Trick-or-treat Canada? Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. I sit out front and pass out candy. And
oh, you guys do? Hey,
oh,
I
yeah.
didn't know that, eh? I didn't know that. Now,
oh, you threw an
I
A
don't
in
know.
There, eh?
Hey, yes. When in Canada, eh? So, when did Halloween become Slut Day? When I was a kid.
It didn't up here.
It did. Oh, wait a minute. Wait. When I was a kid, you would knock on a door and it'd be a person dressed as a witch, blah, 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 blah. Then when I got to be a teenager, the adults started dressing up. The women started dressing up kind of slutty as a naughty witch, a naughty nurse. They started dressing up a little,
That's because the outfits they could buy were inclined that way.
Yeah, but when did it become naughty nurse and naughty witch and spank me warlock day? And, the guy comes with the chaps with no butt hanging out going, here's some candy, you kids. The guy, oh, dude, you're a freak. When did it become that? But it's getting close.
Well,
we're
they've been around
it.
Here, but.
Okay, that was
most
just me.
Most of those people go to their parties and don't bother with
yeah.
the kids.
Yeah. It's kind of sad when you throw a party and you're the naughty warlock and you're the only one there. Hello, kids. Who are you? I'm a naughty warlock. I'm calling the police. Uh-oh, get away from me. Sometimes that happens. Little bastards, little snitches. Yeah, I sit there by myself and cast my own spells. That's what I do. I got a voodoo doll that don't even talk to me, and I'm lonely. I sit there on Halloween with a candle in the window. I got a sad pumpkin.
Oh.
I got a pumpkin with a teardrop. Yeah, no, that's me. I dress up like a hobo, a real homeless person on my porch, and I just put my head down, and I got some candy, and they don't get near me. That's all I do. I play with the Ouija board, and they don't even talk to me. I said, Ouija board, tell me something good. Fuck you, Brian. We're not talking to you. Okay, thank you, Ouija. Nothing. Sad, sad, sad day. Until I met Pat. Pat turned my sad day into sunshine. You turned my cloudy day into nice rainbows. Pat says one thing, like, I'm going to read. Well, you said you're going to read my tarot cards, and all of a sudden you said, you got a good reading, Brian. I go, oh, really? And you go, yeah. I go, really? You go, yeah. I go, really? You go, yeah. And then you read me. And that's all it took.
Well, occasionally we get a good one.
Yeah, I got a real good one. You said, I'm going to be successful. I'm going to be happy and everything. And then the next Halloween changed everything. It was Halloween, and I sat on my porch by myself. I had that one pumpkin with one tooth. The moon was bright that day, so everybody could see me on the porch, and they went by and they laughed at me. It was a good day that day. Thank you, Pat. And today's show is by Pat's Bakery. So if you're out there, I'm going to give my radio voice. So if you're out there in Niagara Falls, as you tend to be, stop by Patty's Bakery. How's that? How's that? I'm going to try to do this. Yeah. Pat, the home of the psychic cakes. That's right. This cake is so rich, but you're so poor, you can't even afford it. You can't even afford the cake richer than you are. Yes, Patty's Bakery. The show is sponsored by Patty Bakery and home of what? Patty Cakes. Patty Cake, man. Patty's Cake.
See, if I started putting magic mushrooms and all that stuff, I'd have lots of customers.
Oh, you will. You will. And Patty's slogan is, if you're over 50, if you're a stoner, you'll get a boner. Patty Cakes. There you go. There you go.
Yes. Yes.
Patty's Cakes.
Yes.
Home of the mushroom cupcake.
Maybe 2 years.
Home of Devil's Food Cupcakes. The gummies are yummy.
Hang on one
second. She's the best store.
John was interrupting me.
Oh, it's okay. And you too could be talking to a John. No, that's prostitution. Okay.
No, he just had to show me something.
I'm sure he did. Jump on that one, Patty. Look at that. So if you're around Niagara Falls, get a pick-me-up for you all. How's that? Patty Cakes will give you a smile if you can afford the best feeling of your life. Patty Cakes. Sponsored by, she sponsored me. And if you go right now, Patty Cakes, Pat Overland will give you two pieces of Devil Food Cake and one little pill. That little pill, the red pill or the blue pill? Take the red pill.
The Matrix now, eh?
Yeah, exactly. Take the red pill. Patty Cakes. Open 24/7 to, for your convenience. That's it. That's it. And don't forget your free
stuff. You're going to have people believe in that soon, you know?
I get 10%. It's true. You will
What's
open up a
true?
Bakery. It's true. You will open. Right now, she'll give you a free psychic reading if you buy Patty Cake. It's a Devil Food Cake that's filled with riches and chocolate and sweetness, just like Pat, except the chocolate part. Well, who knows? She may change and try and be curious one day. But rich and everything. Her food is richer than you are. That's her slogan. Can't afford it.
Brian.
Yeah. And don't forget to taste the Brian brownies. That's what she's featuring this week. The Brian brownies. Yes. Take a bite of that, bitches. And trip out on the Brian brownies.
Too bad I couldn't sell this stuff across the States. It's
you could.
Know.
Give me 50%.
No, I'd be arrested in minutes.
You will not be arrested. Brian brownies are legal in most countries if you don't get caught. That's it.
If you don't get caught.
Yeah,
that's the key word, if you don't get caught.
I'm telling you. You know, Pat, people talk about California. They have
they
this,
do, eh?
They used to have this beautiful thing about, you know, when I go to the colonies or USA or whatever, especially people in Canada, they're always talking about, you go to Canada and they're always talking about California. California this, California dreaming, California, California, California. They think there's two places in the colonies that if you're in Canada or Paris or anywhere else, it seems like there's only two states they talk about, New York in California. So what they talk about. When they come visit, they want to go to New York or California. Pat, did you ever think you want to come to California?
I've been there.
You've been to California?
Yeah.
Really? What part did you go in California?
Sacramento, San Francisco, all around there, up in the mountains.
Wow.
Oh,
look at you. A beautiful area. Especially a lot of drugs in San Francisco. San Francisco.
I was with a guy at the time, so.
Yeah, well.
We had a good day going around looking at stuff.
Yeah.
I was staying in California for about 3 weeks at the time.
Really? Did you enjoy it?
It was okay. I really like here better.
Yeah, you got a beautiful countryside, but I think you should have saw me. I would have gave you a California greeting, you know what I mean, baby? We would have lost the loser with, and I would whisper in your ear, come here, Pat. I see you're with somebody. Yeah, Brian, I'm with somebody. I really care about him. Who cares? Get rid of him. Okay. I'll give you a tour of California, baby. All right, when we come back, we're going to listen to news. We're going to get into everything. I'm kind of stalling because the studio's getting a little, I don't know if a little full. There's still, we got 4 111s in there. I went to them before when the song was playing. They didn't answer me, so they don't want to talk, but I have to give the thing. Listen, if you want to talk to me, all you have to do is hit the number 1 on your dial. I'll see a little hand pop up, and then I'll go to you. So, again, I'm going to go last shot because I'm going to get some coffee, 319-527-6099. That's the number. From some of you slow people, 319-527-6099. That's it. And if you're a man, bitch, you can win a prize. That's right. Pat, do you like men? You like men who are kind of weak and kind of soap, you know, kind of crybaby and whiny kind of thing, and they bend like their spine's like a spaghetti noodle? Do you like that?
No. No.
Oh, wait a minute. I think we have a person who wants to get their tarot card reading, Pat. Stand by.
Okay.
I got to give my professional radio voice. Hello, you're on the air with Brian. You're on the air with Brian Hammer Jackson. Hello.
Oh, cool. I like that name. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you? Look at you.
Not bad at all.
You're live on the air. What's your name?
Thank you. My name is Lisa.
Your name is... Are you on a speakerphone, Lisa? I can barely hear you. Or are you in a spiritual world? Yeah.
Okay.
Sounds like you're in a spiritual world. Hi, Lisa. Now, Lisa, where are you from?
I am from New York.
You're from New York. Ah.
Yes.
And Lisa, are you coming on the show to hear my beautiful voice, or would you like a tarot card reading? Make your decision now, Lisa. We'll be waiting. Tick tock, tick tock.
Both. Listening to your show and have a tarot card reading. That would be nice.
Well, that's a good answer. Well, I'm going to introduce you to Pat. Pat Oberlin is the world-famous psychic. She's been with me for 10 years. This is why I'm alive today. Pat, would you like to talk to Lisa? Could you give Lisa a tarot card reading? Pat? All right.
Hi,
Lisa. Pat Oberlin.
I'm fine.
Okay.
Can you talk to me for a minute? Just tell me about the weather or something so I can get your voice.
Sure. Okay. So today, the weather is pretty warm in New York City. I think we are looking at, it is Wednesday, so we're looking at 82 degrees today.
Yeah, I heard it was a bit wet in New York.
Oh, yeah, last weekend it rained. We had maybe about close to 8 to 10 inches of rain. So
it just
rained, Thursday, I think Friday and Saturday, and it cleared up on Sunday. So it was just torrential rain. It stopped the subway system for a few hours. So,
Oh, I just cleaned it out a bit, eh?
Huh?
I was down in the New York system one day, and I thought, oh, my God, the floors, you know.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Mhm. That's that's New York City. Yep. So I'm under the weather today. So I'm actually getting better. I was a little dehydrated under the weather. I wasn't drinking enough water. So now I'm back. I'm drinking enough water now. So
I'm glad you're feeling better.
Mhm.
Okay, I'm ready. It starts with you have security. Like, there's love around you, and you are really in control of things. You're very astute person. There is, you have been keeping to yourself a little bit, but things are going the right direction. There is definitely love for you coming.
Ooh.
And the timing, don't worry about the timing and don't worry about it not happening because it will. Telling you to learn from the past about security and money, and there is a partnership and victory. It's very good here about partnership and victory. There are a few obstacles at home, but nothing you can't handle. Have you been thinking of going to school?
Yes, ma'am. I have already applied for college.
Wow.
To get in contact with the school, yes, yes.
Pretty cool. Well, you're going to succeed, and if you're alone now, you will find somebody there. You're definitely finding somebody soon. Are you with somebody now?
Oh, no, I'm single right now.
Yeah, this is a very good reading. So I would say you don't have anything to worry about. If you're having a little bit of mental trauma, that has nothing to do with your future at all.
Oh, okay.
Okay, just kind of try to ignore it because it's history. It's not real anymore. So,
okay.
Well,
yeah.
That sounds like a great, you know, you get a bonus reading. I'm her apprentice, you know, and if you want me to read you, would you like me to read your card for you? The spirit, your spirit around you, your aura is really strong. It's coming through my phone. I can read you.
Oh, thank you. You can. I will do a session with you. Oh, that would be nice.
Well, I'm going to give you Pat while you're with Pat. Pat, give her your information so she can do a session with you, please. And I'll get my cards ready.
Okay. You have to contact spiritualniagara.ca, and I'm in the member directory under readings or house cleanings or a couple other things.
Okay.
If you want a serious reading one day.
No, I will be doing, because something that you said, that's what makes me want to do the reading. So I will be doing a reading with you. I promise.
Okay, well.
Wow.
I think
her name is Pat. Her name is Pat Oberlin. When you get there, just look for Pat Oberlin. O-B-E-R.
Oberlin.
L-I-N.
Okay.
Right, Pat?
L-E-I-N.
Oh, L-E-I. Well, yeah. And for your bonus reading, would you like me to read you? Because your aura is very strong. It's the forces with you. And I'm feeling things. Would you like me to give you just a quick reading? I practice.
Yeah, sure, please.
Okay. All right. I got to ask you a couple of questions first. I'm feeling, do you have two children?
No, I have two nieces and two nephews. But the
two nieces
two
and two nephews, but you don't have
two.
But you don't have you don't have children around, because I'm seeing children around you. I mean, I don't know if you have a daycare center.
No.
I
might
no.
have in the future. You never know.
Well, yeah, you're gonna get pregnant. Maybe you have twins. Who knows? Cars never lie. Okay, here we go. Now, I feel that you have a little problem financially. Am I correct here? Are you having money problems?
Yeah, because I'm trying to save up. I'm trying
right.
to save to move, yes.
Sure. Well, you can't afford me. Goodbye. No, I'm only kidding. I'm doing this free.
No, I can.
The school is going to happen first. Yeah,
and then you'll get pregnant and everything's
no,
fine.
Brian,
right.
Not with the pregnancy
yes.
yet.
Well, the cards say that. The cards say that. I cannot argue with the entities.
Which card?
I am your apprentice.
Card?
I'm having the cards right now. This is how she feels about it. You know, the card that I pulled on her with the Justice card. Can you tell her what the Justice card was about? Justice.
Oh, that's a legal issue that I have that I'm getting help with now. We can report and put the,
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, I got the Justice card.
She answered the question. She answered
now,
the question, honey.
Yes, she did. But but the card says how you feel about yourself. It says you're feeling that things will go your way. It's a good day. Things are going to go your way. You believe in fairness and justice in all things. Do you believe in that? Do you believe in fairness and justice in all things? Because that's what the cards say.
Yes.
Right.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Right. It says if you are considering a partnership issue, and I don't know, your personal or professional dealings will go well. This is the time for you to make that decision. Has somebody approach you with a job or a partnership in business or something? Because if that's happening, this is a good time to do it.
Not yet, but I'm going to keep my eyes open and I'm going to do it. Definitely.
Right. Maybe it's the dude who got you pregnant with the twins. Could be him.
Oh, he believes it's the mom.
What the cards say. If someone has done wrong to you, it will be put right and you will feel justice has been done. Did anybody do anything that hurt you? Because you have such a nice voice. Or something disturbing, if girlfriend backstab you, something? Nothing?
Well, I think two things. One, you picked up on, you finally picked up on a family issue.
Right.
The second thing, you're picking up on a case that I have, a racial discrimination case. I think you're picking up on the energy of that.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. For my past and from one of my old employers. So yes, and I finally got. I just got to get in touch. Yeah, I'm going forward on my case.
Are you a lawyer? Or are you working in law? Some kind of business like that?
Mm-hmm. No. Well, you know what it is. I've been looking for lawyers, but I just remembered that I know someone that can point me into the right direction of a lawyer, because it's a very good case, and I don't want anyone to rob me, you know?
Right.
Because people sometimes, it's because it's an excellent case, and I know we're going to settle, so I just need to get that right lawyer, yes.
Don't hesitate, because this is the time. The cards are telling me this is the time to do it. Don't you hesitate. You get on that phone right now, girl. This is what's going on here. This is the card.
Okay.
Now here's a very interesting card. I pulled up the Lover card for you. Great Pat Oberlin, please tell us what the Lover card is in store for her. This is what she wants most right now, and it's the Lover card. You tell that girl about the lovers. Thank you, Pat.
Okay, that is choices between lust or love. You have to make choices. Because you are probably going to meet more than one person.
Uh-oh.
So you will have to choose the higher road. You know what I mean?
I'm going to go with the love. Love at first sight guy.
Right.
That's what
I would choose,
for me.
Yeah, I would choose the guy with the biggest penis. That's how I don't know about you, but that's to make it or break it. I would kind of do that.
Yes.
That's my girl. And it says here, the card suggests that what you want most at this time is to know what choice to make. You carry on as you are taking the risk. The risk offers excitement and change. It's excitement and change. Are you a little freaky? You know what I'm talking about? In the intimate and the light going out? You know what I'm
You know what it is with me. I was doing this. I was going
to
spice up my love life, for example. I was going to be like one of those sex coaches to tell you how to do certain things, or they teach you. That's what I was planning on doing. Yeah.
You go for that. You go for that, girl. I could be your sex coach. I could cheer you on. You go. Yeah, look at you. You're ready to go. Look, you're going to bust. I know what you mean.
Yeah. Learn how to
do
massages.
Oh, Get one from a Latino. Get one from a Latino man. They tend to, the towels tend to fall off, if you know what I'm talking about, girl. Yeah.
I can imagine, yes.
I know you could. You're ready to bust out, and that's what it says here. I mean, it's been a long time. Let's just be honest, girlfriend. It's been a long time since you had the, you know, the high and mighty. And I'm not talking about the Lord. You know what I'm talking about, girl?
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yes.
Well, it says here, take it. The risk is fine. The excitement is there. You know what to offer. You need to do it. And dare to love. Dare to live. Have
yes.
fun.
Oh.
Yes. I can feel
still
you.
Thinking about that
I am,
today.
I
yes.
am levitating. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
You are good. All right, calm down. Mm-hmm. Getting all crazy. All right.
So what kind
your
of
fears.
School are you going to for?
I'm going to be going to school for it to become an artist manager. I mean, it's you know what it is? I already have my degree in business, so I had a choice here. Once my case is settled, I have already enrolled into school. So I wanted to, if I didn't get into school, so there's a specialized program that I was trying to get in. It's in the music business, so. That was my goal. If I didn't to get into school, then I was going to go to school to become a nurse. But my heart is in the being an artist manager, getting into artist management.
Well, I think
manager.
That's a good plan. Good plan.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
but you're definitely going to be meeting somebody in the near future.
That's right.
Okay.
You are.
Just make sure that you choose love over lust, because
that's
a big difference.
Yes. But there's nothing wrong with lust right now until you find the love. There's nothing wrong with
that. Well, yeah, until you find the love, have a few lusts, but, you know.
But it seems, wait, the cards are saying you're having a problem in the sex area. What is going on? Do you have a problem just being relaxed? You have problems about exploring? Is there something going on there with you?
I can't. You know what it is? Okay, so that's with me. Which I'm gonna get. I have to get rid of that. I think it could be. Cause, you know, because I was okay. I don't know if it's because I have a benign uterine fibroid. It's only one. I don't want to remove it right now. I can just wait. It's not bothering me. I'm not having any complications from it. So I think, like I said, I was going to do a sex coach just to learn how to relax. I don't know. I think I will be more shy around the guy. I will be completely shy. So I think that's probably what it. Yeah, I will be shy.
Well, you're a lady.
I'll be completely shy.
Yeah, you're a lady, and I could tell you're raised very well. You know, let your freak out. I'm going to tell you something.
Okay.
Let it out. Don't be shy. Chances are you're never going to see him again. And if you do, he's going to love you, freaky. So you have nothing to lose. Let the freak out.
Okay.
All right. You do that, girl. Here's one more. We're almost done. No, but seriously, I know you're shy, and maybe you wait for the – I'll tell you a problem. Maybe you wait for the man to make a move. You take his thing. But you must enjoy yourself. I mean, that's what it's basically. Mm-hmm. If you take the chance of opening yourself up with a person, and a lot of ladies like you and a lot of women just say, okay, but you are not a push cushion for a man. You are a sensual, hot, loving woman who's probably going to buy a dildo. And I suggest a good dildo.
No, Brian.
Why not?
No, I'm not. I'm going to get a man.
Yes.
Well,
you can't get a man.
Yeah.
Have a man to do. Why not? Well, here we go. It says here, your fears. Now I'm getting into your fears. I pulled a card. It has your fears here. And, Pat, I go to the professional. The chariot, Pat. The chariot card. I pulled from her. I'm a little disturbed with this. Tell me about this card.
That's one of the best cards in the deck. That is... effort bringing success. So whatever you're working at, honey, you're going to succeed.
Wow.
Okay. That sounds good.
do with your legal matters and to do with school, you're going to be fine.
And it says here, she is absolutely right. And it's all about timing. The word failure isn't in your vocabulary. You may get disappointed, but you don't fail. It may take you a while, but you'll come back. This is what the card says. Is it wrong? Is it right? But this is what the card is saying.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I've always been that kind of person. If I fell, I come back.
Right. It says you're worried about things. It's more of a struggle. There's something that you're worried about that is more of a struggle than you expected, with more delays and frustrations. I don't know. This is what is coming through. Is there something going on with you and you're struggling about something and you're kind of procrastinating and it's getting you frustrated? That's what the card says.
Oh, you know what? Regarding a move, that's fine. I don't know if it's regarding a move or it's regarding something in the future. Is it regarding the move? Or something in the future?
I know it tends to be within recent times. It could be right now. It's not telling me the date because the cards do not have a time or tells me a day. It just tells me it could be in the future, and the future could be a week, could be a month. But there's something you're going to be struggling with. But you're going, and it may delay you and it may frustrate you, but you will get through it. I don't know when, though. You're going to win, though. You're going to win.
Okay.
You know, things aren't going according to plan at all. Now, here's what I'm reading today. Things aren't going according to plan at all. Something is just, you're having a day is a social day. Maybe it could end up being a screwed up day. Just chill out. Calm down. Because the mind is yours, you'll find strength to battle until you succeed. So if something bothering you today, chill out. I would get a dildo.
Oh, I see what you mean. Now, you know what it is? It's like some things that I had to do. Oh,
yes.
Is that pertaining to a man? It's some things that I have to do legal-wise. It's a legal situation that I have, and I'm trying to move. So the thing is to move is just that when I go back to, there's a place that I want. I don't want to rent a room. That's not my, I don't want to do that anymore. But there's a place that I want, and I'm hoping it'll be ready this month. So I don't want to keep moving and you're getting wasting money. That's probably what the card is saying. I just
that's
don't want to keep moving
is.
And, you know. Yeah, that's what's frustrating me.
You're going to win. You're going to win. These little challenges of your life are challenges. And you have that attitude. You're a strong, empowered young lady. You're going to win. You're going to. This is about timing. When you do it, when it comes, and take care of it. It says you have a habit of procrastinating. You have a habit of delaying. Is that what's happening with you? Do you procrastinate a lot? Do you kind of just put it in the back burner? Oh, you don't?
This
one. Oh, okay.
Yeah, you know what?
Well, apparently.
Yeah, I used to, but I'm just going to do me. Yes, you know what it is? My spiritual mother, she didn't biologically have me, and she was just like how you guys are. She was a psychic. She had a shot. She passed away in June. So I would, listen to whatever she told me. You know, I've been with her since, for the last 10 years. I won't say for the last 13, 14 years. I've been with her. Although she didn't have me, I am like one of her daughters. But she passed away suddenly. Although she had the cancer, I think that someone came into the shop, from what I'm understanding, and they had the COVID. So she died of COVID, within a month or within a week or two. She died of COVID. And then that was
That's
it.
That's terrible.
Yes, and she was 80 years old, but she was still working in this line of work. So she would work from Tuesday to Saturday, and she was working out of a store. So, yeah, sometimes it frustrates me because sometimes I'm, ready to go into the store, but she's not there. And I thought of her last night. I'm like, gosh, I wish she was still here. So that kind of frustrates me a lot.
Well, we're always here, even if the show isn't about that.
I'm sorry that you're...
Just saying out of death, you know, so...
Yeah. I'm sorry that that happened to your mom. May I ask you what kind of cancer that she had? Was it cervical cancer? Was it breast cancer?
I don't know. The family was kind of, like, quiet about it because...
Right.
When she passed away, she and her employers were having a difference. So her family, they were kind of upset the way that her employers treated her because she wanted to take a severance package and move on, but they didn't. They kind of BS'd her around. She's been having working at the shop for 20 years. So when she went to, like, ask for money, so, you know, she was going to retire, and something happened, and everything just went downhill. But she never told me she was sick or anything.
Were you close
to
your mom? It doesn't sound like you were.
Years.
Yeah. Were you close to your mom, or it doesn't sound like you were close at all? Did you have some kind of?
No. Yeah, I'm more closer to my dad. I mean, she raised me.
Yeah, you were closer.
But I started finding out certain things later that Maria actually told me the truth. You know, so it's like even though she's my biological mother. For example, it's like she, I mean, like, I understand now that my sister and my brother, they have the same father. We don't, and I was treated differently, you know. But not that I figured it out, but the truth was hidden from me. And my father, my dad, I mean, he believes that he is mine, you know. And I'm not going to change anything because it's so... It's just the way that she treated me. And then once, you know, there was an issue. That's how I met Maria. And then, like, a few years later, I started, you know, being very honest with her about the way I was raised.
Right.
And she did a reading. She said, is this your biological father? And then she said, I said, yeah. She said, are you sure? And then I started thinking. I said, I think so. And then she says, well, this is what the card is showing. Now, this is your mother, but although she birthed you, she's not your mother. I don't even know what she is. She says she doesn't love you, and she never will, because I was the way that I was raised and abused. So, and the
that's
other two, you know, so that's how, she would always tell me the truth about things. She would say, Teresa, whether you like it or not, I'm going to always tell you the truth. So that's how I started finding out things. She said, just leave your father. You know, she said, just leave him. She said, because he loves you unconditionally, regardless of the place.
Right.
And I did ask him one day if he was my father, and he didn't say anything, so I just left it. But her as a mother, I haven't talked to her in, years.
Right. Well, this may be the reason you may have relationship issues. I'm not saying it from the cards. I'm just saying it from me. That has nothing to do with the cards. This is just me listening to you. No, some people have a chip on their shoulders. Some people do, and she deserved to have one. You know what I mean? The way that she went through, what I'm listening to, she had a hard time growing up. And when you're hearing this person, it's not really yours, and I don't really love you. And I can understand growing up with that pain. That's a lot of pain and a lot to deal with as an adult. Am I correct? There's a lot to deal with.
Yes.
And you will have relationship problems. You'll pick the wrong guy, the bad guy. It's some you have a tendency to probably pick guys who are aggressive and abusive guys. Girls like you will pick abusive guys. Am I wrong or am I right? I don't know.
That only happened to me one time, but I deaded the whole thing. You know, I was like 20 years. I was like 25 years old. So I did pick the wrong guys. So that's why this time I would, you know, pick the right person, but take my time.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, that's why you need to have more readings with Pat. Pat will steer you in the right way.
I will.
She will. I'm the apprentice. I am the Jedi. She is Yoda. All right.
You can call other days if you want readings. We program them all the time.
She's here all the time.
I will do a reading with you, Pat, because you said that, something you said, and it made me think, and that's something that Maria once told me, too. She said, the past, that's over, it's gone, it's all done with, you know. She said, all of that stuff is done with. Yes.
Yeah, it is.
Well, I got one more reading for you, and I got another person down here. Here we go. You're almost done. Here's what's going against you. We talk about what's going for you. This is what's going against you. Pat, I pulled up the death card. Please tell her what the death card is about.
Oh, that's not bad at all. That's major changes. So you need major changes. You need things to end and other things to start. That's the perfect card.
There you go.
Okay.
Death card means death of a situation.
There you
go.
Okay. And here's the reading. There is going to be a period of anxiety, and there's going to be a period of depression, and there's going to be a period of fear. Don't worry about it, because with all that turmoil and distressing events, it's going to happen in your life, and you're going to come through it. You're going to get through it. And it's only a period, so don't worry about it. Don't stress. You know, it's time to show what you're really made of.
It's just a period.
But this is what my cards are saying. Huh? No.
But the point is that all the things you're experiencing now that are uncomfortable or that you don't like are going to change. They're going to cease and desist, so to speak. So hopefully.
But you know. Pat is the pro. She's a spiritual awake. I call her the spiritual awakeness. But I'm just apprentice. But I have the cards that I read, and there are cards that they're the beginner cards, and Pat is the pro on this. But I have to tell you what I see, and Pat will correct me. But here's what's going against you. What has now come to an end leaves a room for a new beginning in life, love, and career. However radical events may be in your life, believe that life goes on and life is what you make of it. And your last card is called the Emperor. And Pat, please tell her the Emperor card.
Oh, that means you're in control. That's a very ambitious card.
There you go.
Now,
there
with
you go.
That card, it means that you really, really have the ability to control your environment. It's an Aries card. So
there you go.
That's a lot of ambition, a lot of movement.
And it also says, it's the Emperor card. You expect success and you achieve it of your goals. This is the time. Remember, this is not the time to procrastinate. This is not the time to delay. The timing is everything. It's time for fulfillment of your ambitions. If you have placed your trust in your father or your husband or your partner or another man that is significant in your life, they will come up for you. They will be by you. If you have been a victim of ill will, don't worry, you'll win in the end. But you have been a victim of ill will. But you will win. It's all about winning, baby. And it says here, you should, if you go to Adam and Eve store, dildos are 50% off today, this week, just to let you know.
Oh, you're
Thank you for the reading. She's a good
person. Thank you. I'll chat with you guys. I'm going to continue listening to the show, okay?
Oh, please do. And don't forget, Pat, tell her again your website so she can go and make sure she gets a proper reading.
SpiritualNiagara.ca.
What is it? Spiritual?
Niagara.
What's the second word? Oh, Spiritual Niagara.
Yeah. .ca. Yeah,
okay,
and then
I
you go to the members directory.
Okay.
And I'm under readings about nine people down or so.
Oh. Okay. I will go online. I will be booking a reading with you.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Just tell me we met on the show, and then I'll know who you are.
Okay. I will. All righty. Thank you, Brian. Thank you, Pat. I'm going to listen to the show.
Oh, you're welcome.
Well, I want to thank her. I wish her the best and everything. Pat, we have another person for a reading. Her name is Lisa from Oregon. Yes. She
okay.
seems like a nice person. Here we go. Let's let her on the air right now. Hi, you are with the great Pat Oberlin and Brian the Hammer-On. Is this Lisa?
Hi. Hi. This is Teresa.
Oh, Teresa. I'm sorry, Teresa.
Yes.
Teresa,
okay.
I'm sorry, I heard
that's
Lisa.
Right.
This is Teresa from Oregon, right, Teresa?
Yes, it is.
All right. Teresa from Oregon, this is Pat from Niagara Falls in Canada. I bring people together.
Oh, great.
Say hello. She's here for a reading.
Hello. Hi, Pat. Nice to talk to you.
It's nice to talk to you, too. Can I get you to talk a little bit about the weather or something so I can hear your voice to get the
cards set up? Well, it's been a little chilly this last week. It was really hot.
Really?
And we had rain last week. Yeah. We had rain because we had fires, and so it was really good to see the rain to help contain the fires. So we're doing better now.
Wow. It was so warm here and good weather. It was ridiculous.
Yeah. Yeah, it was pretty toasty here, and then it got hot, and then it rained, but we needed the rain. We were quite concerned.
Yeah. Well, if you're having fire, you really need it.
Yeah, it was spreading. Yes. So I just moved here.
Did you? Where did you move from?
California. I moved from California.
Lisa.
And I was.
You like it better
really,
or worse?
Much better.
Okay, I'm ready to read you.
Okay.
There's a man in your life. You have to learn from the past about him. He's going to change your personality, or you are, which is changing the dynamics in the relationship. Now, there is new money, but
I'm saying hotel.
You're thinking of sacrificing this man.
Oh, I already know what my husband is. Basins are connected.
And the partnership is going to bring a victory, but I don't think it's the same man.
No, I don't have a relationship.
Yeah, just watch who you get involved with. There is someone coming. And, yeah, just make sure they don't expect you to make sacrifices. If someone wants you to make sacrifices, it's the wrong guy. Okay?
Okay, that's very helpful. Thank you.
Yeah, no, there are hopes, and you have a lot of dreams right now. The timing isn't quite right, but money is coming, and security is coming. It's just out of left field. You're not going to see it till it happens.
Oh, okay. Well, I look forward to that.
Yeah. There's good conduct. There's money with this man. Okay, there is going to be a love affair for you. It does have arrows of love. You've just moved to a distance, so this guy is going to be someone that you just really haven't met before. Yeah, the partnership looks good when you do have it. Just like I said, be careful about the sacrifices part.
Yeah.
He may be from a distance. Like, he may not be from the same town you're living in.
Uh-huh.
But it's not a far distance.
Oh, okay.
So that did you want any more? Or?
Well,
did you want?
I'm hoping to connect with like-minded people here. So I'm hoping
that.
Yeah,
you will. You will. Just be careful of the sacrifice idea. There is somebody that's going to expect that, and that's the wrong person.
Yeah, I've been there, done that. Don't want to do it anymore.
Can I
well,
ask
I don't
a question?
Blame you.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
When you said like-minded people, can you tell me what that is? I heard that phrase before. What does that mean?
Well, like-minded people. So
yeah.
I'm really hoping to meet people that are on their spiritual journey, that have an understanding
okay.
of being
okay.
being on your path.
Right,
yeah.
right.
Oh, that would be
but,
nice.
But this tells me this is not your first rodeo. Are you a medium, or do you have some kind of spiritual awakening inside you?
Yes, I do.
Oh, that's nice.
Do you really? Do you give
yes.
readings at all? Because it sounds like you're on the path. And it sounds like you have dabbled. I can barely hear. We do have an open phone. But how long have you been looking for, let's call it spiritual awakening, or you possess spiritual awakening, whatever. How long have you been doing it?
I've always had an awareness
mm-hmm.
since I was little.
Mm-hmm.
My grandmother was a medium.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
my grandmother
wonderful.
Was a medium, and she always talked about, you know, spirits that she would talk to, and I could feel them. I could always feel them in the house. Didn't understand
really?
It, but I could feel them. Mm-hmm. And so as I got older, I could always hear my guides, but didn't, you know, couldn't see them, obviously. And as I got older, I learned to hear and to see and to feel, to put them all, the clairs all together to get a full picture.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah,
nice.
I don't really do readings. I might help friends out. If they
right.
ask me, you know, a question, right. but I'm not somebody who does readings.
Oh, I understand completely. Does this power, I'll call it, let's use the word power, or gift, whatever one you want to use, a gift. Or power. Yes, let's use the word gift. Has this affected you in your later years as you're growing up as a teenager and early into adult, into relationships? Have disrupted your life at all, having this gift?
You know, it's interesting. I never would really, there are very few people that really knew about it. My family, of course, did. And when I was married, that was one of the things that I told my husband. I said, you don't really understand, but I want you to have an understanding about me. And I explained about my guides, and I told him, it's not something that comes from me. It comes through me. So at first he didn't believe it, and then, you know, there are times, like if I get a hit and I get it three times, that's my sign that it's a message that I'm supposed to share with you. So I would, if I had a message, I would give it to him, and he'd come back and go, man, you are spot on. And it's like,
wow.
It's not me, it's coming through me. So after a while he, you know, became used to it. And there are friends that are, I had a coworker who, I have had a couple coworkers, but I had a coworker who didn't believe in any of this. He was very religious.
Right.
And I said, you know,
oh, boy.
you're going to have a baby, you know, pretty soon. You're going to find out you're going to have a baby. And he said, now. A couple of weeks later, he calls me and he's like, we're going to have a baby. Then they were over at my house. Like a year later, and I looked at his wife and I said, you know, you're gonna be surprised, but you're gonna get pregnant again real soon. And she's like, no way. 3 weeks later, they call me and they're laughing. They're like, we're pregnant again. So,
oh boy.
Yeah.
Now,
and my old landlord, I saw her last year, very pregnant during the holidays, and I said, you're going to be pregnant, not this year, but next year, and it's going to be around the holidays, and she's due the end of November of this year.
Wow.
So,
Pat, help me out with
this. The cards or tried to use the cards?
You know, the cards just don't resonate with me. I'm not really good at them.
Oh, so you're just more clairvoyant or medium.
Clairvoyant. That's what I'm picking up. I'm thinking she's clairvoyant here.
Clairvoyant.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. I
just get that
have
feeling.
The three clairs. Yeah. Yeah, and I see pictures. Like I saw my landlord when I saw her being very pregnant, and I saw her next to a Christmas tree putting ornaments on there. So that's how I knew that she was going to be pregnant during the holidays, and she's due this November. So
now,
yeah, I get visions
handle,
like that too.
Right, because of time restraint, you're very interesting, and you're welcome to come back on the show anytime you like. You are. We do other topics, and we do, you know, political stuff. But if somebody comes in the studio and they want to talk about light people, you know, or spiritual awakening, whatever, we always have room for that. And Pat's usually in the studio, and that's somebody you can talk to, because I know it's a strange world. You think you're by yourself, and I know you get into a group, and then you look at the group and go, okay, that guy's an asshole, she's a bitch, I'm out. It's really hard to connect with someone who you can just listen to. Sometimes maybe you just want somebody to listen to you. You know what I'm talking about? So
mm-hmm.
I think I do believe in what you have. I do.
Oh, thank you. I do believe.
Yeah, it's strong where you are. It must be difficult. I know sometimes you might feel alone, but you can always come into this studio, and Pat's going to give you, and if you ever want to talk to someone, Pat will give you her website where you can always reach out to her, because I've known her for 10 years, and she's always spot on. Pat, would you like the information so you can talk to Pat or take a breather?
I wrote down
okay.
spiritualniagara.ca,
right.
Is that correct?
Okay. Yep.
And then you go in to members and then readings, right?
There you go.
Okay, perfect.
I'm also on the radio show. What is your favorite song? I mean, you like to listen to radio. What is your favorite song? I'm going to dedicate a song to you.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh. A Couple of Forevers by Michelle Crochet.
A Couple of Forevers. Is it by Chrisette? Is it by Chrisette?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, Chrisette.
How did I not know that?
She has a beautiful voice.
Well, I'm going to dedicate it to you because I missed your name.
Oh.
I'm going to dedicate it to you, Teresa. How's that?
Teresa.
Did I get it right?
Thank you.
All right. I want to thank you for coming into the studio. You're more than welcome to come on anytime you want to. Every Wednesday we're going to have Spiritual Awakening. Later on in the show, we're going to talk about the Ouija board, Linda Blair, the exorcism, and we're going to talk about ghost stories, whatever tickles your fancy. You may be a believer. You may not. You will believe when that ghost, that entity enters your house and bitch slaps you. That's when you're going to believe. So you have to listen to the show and know how to handle that. That's just how it is.
I will.
It's true.
Thank you so much.
This goes out to you, Teresa. Thank you so much. Have a great day. Here you go, Teresa.
You too.
Forever.
Okay.
Okay, have a great day.
You too, Pat. Thank you.
A couple of forever. Goes out to Teresa. Here you go, darling. Goes out to Teresa. Teresa, have a great day. Thank you for coming in. Yeah.
Thank you.
There you go. You're welcome, kiddo. Come back anytime. And you know, you're never alone. You're never alone.
Thank you.
Pat, you're welcome. Pat's here. Hey, today we're talking about psychics, tarot card reading, experiences with a different world. A world we don't understand. Some people understand, some people don't, some people fear. I went out with a witch once. She was a witch, proclaimed witch. I didn't believe in witches. We had a nice dinner. We had a nice evening. She got pissed off. She warned me, don't piss her off. I have a habit of getting under people's skin. I don't know what it is. I do this. So she said to me, let's have a glass of wine. True story. And I turned around, and she slid her little index finger, and she squeezed blood in my wine. I said, what are you doing? She says, I'm casting a spell on you. I said, all
no
right.
Way.
I do. Yeah, it's really happened. I go, do what you want. I drink the wine. I looked at her in the eyes. Says, it won't work. She goes, why wouldn't it work? Because I don't believe in you. For it to work, I have to believe in you. And I don't believe in you. Bye-bye. To this day, I don't know what I'm going to do with this tail, but I don't believe in her. But no, I don't have a tail. But it didn't work because I don't believe in her. There's some people believe, some people don't. We had a show where we had priests on, we had clergy on. I asked them all the same questions. Who is most likely to get possessed by the devil? And they all said the same thing. It's usually the clergy, the priests, the nuns are most likely to get possessed by the devil. And I say, why? Because those are the people who open up the portal, the spiritual portal that talk to spiritual guidance and your angel guide, so on and so forth. And it's easy for an entity to come in there, confuse themselves, because entities will lie to you. And what's going on there? Pat, do you? And that's what I got. Pat, do you believe that? I mean, that's the that's
well,
the
yeah, it's dicey when you're dealing with entities.
Right.
It really is.
Now, Pat, what is the worst experience you had when you had to clean a house? It was haunted. First of all, how did they call you to say, hey, Pat, look, my house is haunted. Can you come over and cleanse the house? And when you did, what is the worst experience you had? Was it always, is it always one entity, or is it more than one? Because we always hear about one entity. Sometimes they may bring a friend.
There's more than one. It wasn't really a bad experience. I went to this house. There was an evil person in it. But
mm-hmm.
we figured it was something driving the person, right? So I put on the incense I usually use, but I also put on this oil that was specifically if there was something negative in the house. And we were going through the house with the incense, and we went to walk through the other person's door, and the thing just caught on fire like you wouldn't believe, just boosh. you know, the minute we hit that room. And the person said that all the bad vibes had left the house afterwards. And where did they go? I have no idea.
They went next door. You know where they went. They went to the neighbor's house. Oh, it's good over here. I don't have that pad annoying me. They went to the neighbor. You know, is it a misconception to send, you know, we see the movies, right? They're going to send the demon back to hell. I don't know if you can send an entity back to where they came from because they have no place where they came from. They're in between worlds. I mean, where are you going to send them? I mean, can you send them to hell?
Can choose to pass on,
right?
Or they can be evicted. But you let them know when you're doing it that they have to leave the house, that they don't have a choice.
They don't have a choice. Why is it so powerful? I mean, when you do dragon's blood and you do everything, when you're cleansing the house, okay, let's say they may not like it, but why is it so powerful to the undead? I don't really know. It has any spiritual thing that linked to God saying we don't want you here, you make you uncomfortable? Is it the smell? Is it like we got to get out of here, we don't belong here? What is it that makes them want to leave when you go to dragon blood or whatever?
I couldn't really tell you. I smells wonderful, so it can't be the smell. A spirit can't stay when you've done that spell. You tell them they have to leave the house. You leave them an exit.
Well,
you anoint all the windows except one door, let's say, and you say the front door is open, you can leave, you have to leave now. And then when you're finished, you anoint the front door so nothing can come back in.
Now, I mean, over time, whatever you anoint the door with is going to fade or dissipate or go.
No, not the way I do it. No, that's why when you do sage or you do salt, it doesn't stay. It gets blown away, wiped away. Water dissolves it. It's different with the dragon's blood oil.
Go ahead.
No, you put it in the corners of windows and mirrors, and it's there for permanently once it's there.
You know, we talk about Ouija. Pat, tell me if I'm spelling it right. O-U-J-I, Ouija, right?
I'm not sure.
And
I think it's O-U-J. No, maybe it is.
Ouija.
Spell.
Well, you know what? Ouija is Japanese, and it means prince. That's what Ouija means, prince. It's a Japanese word, it means prince. And it's used instead of Haim or princess. They use the word Ouija. That's who they are. And we're afraid of the Ouija board. I just want to explain what Ouija is. And they even have Ouija fashions. Pat, believe it or not, they got Ouija fashions.
I know.
How's that? It's called Ouija fashion. It's an evolution, history, and various styles. It's also known as boy, B-O-Y, style.
Really?
It's a potent blend of youthful exuberance and Victorian sophistication. It borrowed its name from the Japanese term for prince, which is Ouija. And it has been captivating fashion enthusiasts for decades. Now, people may be wearing a Ouija fashion. How's that? There's some nice little stuff out here.
Well, it's a totally different meaning of the word.
Well, I don't know. Because, you know, I don't know how you can tell a good entity from a bad entity, because to me they make no sense. An entity is an entity. I don't know how a good entity behaves than a bad entity behaves. I mean, if you're an entity and you scare people, you may have good cause. And why would you be a good entity? Why don't you go through the light? You're a good entity. You're no longer an entity. You're a spiritual being. You're with God. So I don't know. Is there a such thing as good and bad entities, Pat? I can haunt your house.
I believe so. I believe so. Mm. You know when you've got a bad one.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it's very obvious when there's a bad one hanging around. I mean, everything goes to hell and fights that lot. And, you know, there's a lot of negatives go with it.
But, you know, it's interesting. People are saying if you go by a graveyard, that ghost can come and follow you home. I've heard that so many times. Do you believe that, Pat? If you're in a graveyard,
no,
maybe you're visiting
a loved
one.
I don't think the spirits are at the graveyard.
Oh, they're not? Okay.
They've either passed on or they're stuck somewhere.
Oh, okay. Hmm. Okay. Well, we're almost done with our spiritual cards for today, and we're going to move on to other things right now. So I'll give it one more shot. If you like Pat, all kidding aside, Pat is one of the greatest. I really believe in her. I've known her for over 10 years. She has read me many times. In fact, if you don't believe me, I have not asked her. I will go to Pat. Pat, would you like to read me? Would you like to give me a reading?
You want me to?
And after, sure. And after the reading, we're going to go to our regular programming. We're going to talk about, I want to talk about Ouija boards, and I want to talk about real ghost stories. Do you believe in ghosts? You know, people are saying that I believe in UFOs, but I don't believe in ghosts. I don't understand it, because you don't see a UFO very often, and maybe you see ghosts more than you want to. I don't know. And how can a place not be haunted where you're living when you have wars 100 years ago? You know, there might have been a war that was fought where your very house is. It could be a graveyard, right, Pat? Who knows?
Oh, yeah. Who knows? No, I lived in a place with soldier spirits.
Yeah. But can we
My son could see them clearly.
Yeah.
And my mom took him to the library, and he picked out the exact uniform the guy was wearing, and it was correct.
But you know who can really see, and I agree with you, Pat, and I believe in you, but you know, I want to ask you a question. You know who can really see the ghost? Children.
Who?
Children
tend
to. Oh, yeah,
because they're not taught not to.
Right. They see. Listen to your children. Because children see them. They talk to them. Maybe because it's a young soul. Could it be, Pat? Because maybe it's a young soul. I don't.
No, kids can see.
Okay.
Then they get called liars about 500 times and they stop seeing.
I know. I say this. I say, you know, it's all you could have. We had a young lady, Teresa. She's a clairvoyant. And we had a beautiful young lady earlier. I'm hoping I get her name right. I'm bad with names. I think it was Lisa.
Lisa.
Yeah, she's a beautiful young lady. She's gonna win whatever she does. She's gonna win. Both of them are gonna win. I guarantee you, they're gonna win. All right. Whenever you're ready, Pat, I have to talk so Pat can get an idea about my voice, so she can read me, and we go on with our stories. It should be very interesting because I get the readings, but they're not really that positive. So anyway, let's give it a shot. All right, Pat.
Okay.
Tell me I'm doomed. All right. Tell me I'm gonna die.
Suspicions right now. Of something from a distance. You have to be strong because it's something you're really hoping for. Now, there is things going the right direction with your relationship.
Really? Yeah, she goes one way and I go the other way.
No, she's expecting you to get stronger like you used to be, like mentally.
Yeah, true.
And
true, I got things coming up that, you're spot on. I got things coming up that mentally I got to get mental strong. You're absolutely right.
Now, as far as the relationship goes, there's new opportunities for both of you. It's really going in the right direction. There is success for you. There might be a bit of irrational love. Just be careful. You don't
irrational
want to wreck
love.
Something that's been going on for love forever, you know.
So that means I'm going to have an affair?
It's possible.
Yay! I need to spice things up. Am I going to have an affair or is she going to have an affair?
You.
Yes!
Like I said, be careful. You don't want to ruin something you've had for a long time.
Ah, fires beware. Run with scissors, I say. Take the risk. Jump off the cliff.
Just restrict yourself a bit. Do not take this offer.
I won't take the offer. Is there sex included? I mean, is it sex with benefits of this affair? And is it good sex or bad sex?
It's sex. It probably is sex.
Yay! Well, it's not just sex.
Brian,
good sex.
You don't want to wreck what you have.
I do not, even though it's great sex. Yay! All right, keep on going.
Well, that was it.
That was it.
I was
going to leave me.
Yeah.
That was it.
You always
expect
it to last longer.
I know. I expect a little more. You got me in a good sex area, and it's like, okay, you're gone. What happens after that? Do they kill me?
You're
girlfriend finds out.
You're focusing on sex. I'm trying to tell you.
I can't help it.
Opportunities are coming for you and your partner.
Yeah.
Sex is a little bit, you know.
All right. Well, there
that
you go.
Not important.
It's not important. That's what you say, psychic lady. I want to thank the great Pat Oberlin. Again, the show is sponsored by Pat Bakery, home of patty cakes. Devil food cake is good. It's sweet, just like Pat. Don't forget the brownies. Pat's Bakery. Home of patty cake. Thank you, Pat. And I want to thank all the people that come to the studio, put up with my nonsense, and hear the great Pat read, and you're listening out there. And being a spiritual person is no joke. It's no joke. It's serious business. And you got to know what you're doing. You know, I do believe that you experience with Ouija boards and shit. You do open up a portal. You don't want to play with – it's not a fun thing to play with entities. It's not.
Can't get rid of them after.
You got to. And so if you think you got a haunting, you think somebody's in your house, you think your sweet husband turns into some kind of reckless biker guy, you need to call Pat. Get in there. Pat, you deal with possessions, don't you? Like, let's say a girl came in and says, you know what, I think my husband's acting different. Why does he act different? Well, he levitates when he's pissed off. That could be a sign. So, Pat...
I think I'd involve the church at that point.
Oh, so you don't mess with that, right?
Oh, no.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
No, that would
and do
definitely
you believe in...
not be me.
Do you believe in possession, Pat?
Oh, yeah. I've seen it.
All right. We're going to get a person who's been possessed. She's going to come on the show, believe it or not. I'm trying to get a couple of things for Halloween. You know, she's really busy. Linda Blair, I reached out to her. But we're going to get a person who says, I'd like to come on the show. I was possessed. So we're going to hear her. She's coming on. How does she get possessed? Why did she get possessed? And who will possess her? Maybe she's a bitch. I don't know. Maybe she was an entity in the first place. Maybe she was reincarnated from a nice person into a jackal. Who knows why? But they do. They do bump in the night. No, it's not your parents having sex. It's real ghosts. Thank you, Pat. A little late, but thank you. We'll be right back with some ghost stories and what's happening now. Great Pat Oberlin, everybody. You got about 2 more minutes for this, and we're going to another segment. If you'd like to come in, 319-527-6099. That's the number that gets you in the studio. That's the number you get a free tarot card reading. You got to know the future because you may not have one because the past is always there. You may be living in the past. Pat can bring you into the future. If you, not the water's warm. Come on in. We'll be right back with more psychic reading and more stories. I am Brian Hammer Jackson, and Brian, it's Hammer 96.7 Internet Radio with the great Pat Oberlin. Everybody, we'll be right back. Do ghosts scare you? The occult is always here. We'll be right back.
Brian, what are you doing?
I'm sorry, I didn't believe you. Can I ask you something? What?
You know I like you, don't you?
Yes.
And I hope you like me the way I like you.
Yes.
I was wondering if you would be my girl.
Oh, Michael. It's beautiful.
Now it's official. I have something I want to tell you.
Yes, Michael.
Don't tell her, Michael. Don't tell her about the little boys. When you went to the mall and you saw a little boy's pants half off, keep it to yourself, Michael. Oh, I'm sorry. We'll be right back.
Not like other guys.
Of course not. That's why I love you.
No, I mean I'm different.
What are you talking about?
Thank you.
wasn't that scared.
You're scared.
It's close to midnight, and something evil lurking in the dark. Under the moonlight, you see a sight that almost stops your heart. You try to scream, but terror takes the sound before you make it. You start to freeze, and so it looks you right between your eyes. Your very life. You hit the door slam and see a light that's nowhere left to run. You feel the cold and wonder if you ever see the sun. You close your eyes and hope that this is just imagination. Girl, but all the while you hear a creature creeping up behind.
Thank you.
Want to hear a little tidbit of that, Pat? Want to hear a little tidbit?
Yeah.
Give you a little thing. That was my first extra job in that movie, in a thriller video. If you watch the thriller video towards the end, where the zombies, or the very last one, when the zombies are there, there's three of us, and I'm way to the right. That was my first acting job as an extra. Yeah. I wasn't the main zombie because I can't dance with anything and my arm kept falling off. But I was towards the end. I was at the very end. Here we go. 912. Yeah, I think this is Laverne Verney. 912, you're live on the air with Brian Hammond Jackson. And, of course, Pat Oberlin. Is this my Laverne Verney, Verney?
Hello, Pat.
Hello.
Brian.
Hi.
Hi, sweetheart. Hi, sweetheart.
Hey, hey.
And Pat's on the line, too. Pat's on the line.
Yeah,
so,
I said hello to Pat, too.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
well, Laverne,
I said
Verney.
Hello back.
I know.
Yeah, she did. Uh-huh.
You know, yeah, Laverne, did you know that? Towards the end, if you watch the thriller video, I'm the guy in the last. I'm way to the right if you're watching it. Way to the end. That was my move. It was my first extra job in the movies. Yeah.
Oh, all right now.
Yeah. Now, I am starting a website of, you know, there's lonely people out there. And I'm thinking about starting this website, like, you know, I can match you with an entity. How would you like? I mean, you're looking for love. Maybe I can match you with an evil spirit. If you want a bad boy spirit or a good spirit, I can match you. Who knows? You'll never be alone again. There you go. Yeah. Entity, Lost Love by Brian Hammer Jackson. Pat. Laverne Evers here. Laverne, would you like it? We're having tarot card reading day. Our day's almost over, and I got to get to this thing. If anybody, everybody knows Laverne. Laverne is a very spiritual person. She's not religious, but spiritual. She used to belong to the church, and then she says, I need to search for a higher learning, a higher spiritual feeling. If I'm wrong any time, Laverne, let me know. So, she has. She has reached, she has searched, she has experienced higher spiritual powers. And Laverne, would you like Pat to read you, and then we'll move on, because it's a good reading. What do you say, Pat? What do you say, Laverne?
How do you know?
Okay. All right. Now,
yeah, I'll
please
read.
Okay, good. I'm going to shut up now, because Pat needs to hear Laverne's voice. Now, Laverne is full of, she has her spiritual guide with her, so be careful, Pat. He will check. He will check you for facts. He will fact check you. Her spiritual guide. All right. I'm going to be quiet while Pat reads the lovely Laverne. And you may have seen Laverne on Ebony magazines, like lovely Laverne, Ebony, Jet. She's been on Jet. There she is in her business outfit, ready to go somewhere. Ebony,
Pat,
the beautiful
Pat,
Laverne.
The same thing as Patty Cakes. Think about
That's
it.
That's right, patty cakes, home of the devil food. Patty cakes. I will be quiet and let her read.
Yeah, well, Brian, you're going to make people believe in those products.
Oh, I knew that. That's why I said read between the lines when he was saying that I was this and I was that. That's why I said think about patty cakes. It is not true.
It is
yeah.
true. I ate the brownies, and I'm still tripping. That was last year. Whoa. Okay.
Okay, Laverne, we have the Justice card up in the middle. That more or less is you get what you deserve, but that's more or less karma. I don't think you're having any legal battles right now, but there is a new beginning or a new job, but based out of a home. There is a good relationship around you. There is also love, and you're in control of it. Like, it's not the other way around. You're more or less the driving force. It is a good direction for you. You're going to be learning something new. You're suspicious about it already, but you don't know the facts. But this is something that's going to benefit you. As far as your relationship goes, there's a lot of success, new beginnings, and new opportunities. The only thing you have to watch is you don't restrict yourself with criticism, self-criticism, because you're undecided. The timing is right, so it's just a matter of waiting it out a few more weeks or months. Okay?
Okay, Pat, and thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Can I read you, Laverne? Because I am the apprentice.
Oh, you're the apprentice.
Yes,
so
I am.
So, Pat, is it okay if he read me?
Can I read
because
her?
You know, I did.
Yeah, I got a D in her class. I'm good.
Take it away, Brian.
Thank you. Now, I need you to talk to me so I can get an idea of something about you while I'm shuffling the cards. Now, I will ask you little questions that will give me a little insight about your spiritual being. Now, Laverne, do you believe in a higher spiritual source?
I do.
Okay. Let me ask you a question. I feel the power from you. Your curiosity is very powerful. You want to talk to the other side, but the other side doesn't want to talk to you yet. You are not ready, but you do believe. You have been a Christian for such a long time that you're saying, I want to seek other means. I see discrepancies in the Bible, and I don't quite understand it. Maybe I'm going to reach out to something else. Am I right here, Laverne?
Partial.
Okay. Well, I'm going to read you. I get the cards here. I am the apprentice of the great Pat. She tries to keep me on the leash, but I break away and I run away. And she gets me back and puts me in a backyard. But anyway, I'm going to read you. Laverne, this is your strength. How you feel about yourself, and we're going to have a strength. Hey, Pat, I got the strength card for Laverne. Can you tell me what that card means? You got the strength card.
It depends which deck you're using, but usually it means you have to have strength to overcome your weaknesses and really do some soul searching when you're doing so that you're not creating problems for yourself.
Right. I'm reading the Lotus Tarot, just in case anybody want to know, and it sounds good. Laverne, you feel that despite the challenges you have been faced with in the past, the present, or the future, you will find the strength and courage to succeed. Now, that's what the card says. Whether you are recovering from ill health, a broken marriage or a relationship, or challenges at work, you will find the willpower to come up on top. Now, I don't like when the cards get detailed. Relationships, detail, blah, 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 blah. I don't like it because when you read the cards, it's really for you and a spiritual thing. And they limit themselves when they say relationship, broken marriage, or work. You may be a beautiful retired person. You may have had a relationship that failed or somebody died. I don't know. But, Pat, I have to ask you a question because I'm looking at the cards and I got to ask you, are you having problems with relationships? Are you recently divorced? And are there challenges in your life right now that you must overcome?
I thought you were reading Laverne.
No.
Okay, we're on the right
you're
track
reading
here.
Me.
Okay, no,
I'm reading Laverne.
I'm reading Laverne. And she answered, no. Okay, the card says here you're in denial. And I understand that. It's okay. It says you may be looking to give up bad habits such as smoking or drinking, for example, and this is a good time to do it. Now, Laverne, do you smoke or do you drink? Hello. Oh, Laverne.
Now, I want you to stay on the course. Don't go off course.
I'm not going off course. I'm reading the thing. The second card that I pulled is what you want most right now. It's a Hierophant card, a Hierophant. Pat, tell me about this card, the Hierophant.
Hierophant means learning from the past. It is initially a religious card religious higher-ups, but I do not believe in religion, so that card means to me, learn from the past. You have to look back at the past to know what you're doing, yes.
Well, it says here, Laverne, right now you want to have someone around you that you can trust and confide in, knowing that they won't let you down. There are some moral issues here, knowing right from wrong, and you may feel that you need some advice, some wise counsel from a teacher, a priest, a parent, or someone you have a lot of respect for, or maybe a black handsome radio host. Who knows? This is in order to help you make the right decision. This is what's in your cards. This is your cards. And your fears.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you about...
Okay.
Yes. And here we go. And I'm going to finish you up. It says, here's your fears. The Emperor, you are sensing that success is just around the corner, but it feels elusive, just out of reach. You may be concerned that the support and help you want from your father, husband, partner, or another man of significance in your life won't materialize. Trust and ask for help if you need it, and success will be yours. That's what it has here. That's what it is. And what's going on for you right now, all lines, it's called the priestess. You got the priestess card. And Pat will tell you what the priestess card is.
Let's use your intuition. That's really pay attention to your intuition.
Yeah. All lines are open for you, Liverty Verney. It's your telephone exchange with your intuition. And there's no better guide than this intuition. Listen carefully. And the secret you want revealed will be shared with you. That's what's going on for you. That's the priestess, the high priestess. Yes, she is high because she smoked a couple of joints. Trust her.
Yes, and that's what's going on in my neck of the woods.
Yes, it is. You got to listen carefully. And card five, this is what's going against you. This is what's going against you. It's called the World card. I haven't seen this card before, Pat. It's the World. Please explain.
New opportunities, new focus. It's a chance to start over. It's a chance to redevelop yourself.
Yeah. You know, we always need a chance to start over. You got that chance. Some people don't have that chance. Some people can't start over. They get hit by a car. They're dead. So what? But you have a chance. This is what's going against you. As always, Laverne, fear holds us back and so often leads us to miss opportunities. Do not give up or change direction this late in the game just because you have experienced delays. Stick with your plan. Have a plan, Laverne. Stick with it. Have faith and trust the universe. And you will reach the successful conclusion that you are wanting. That's a good card for you because you trust the universe here, Laverne Verney. And you will reach the successful conclusion you are wanting. Yeah.
Oop, there it is.
Yep. There it is. You know, this is straight out of their spiritual world. Whoops, there it is. And here's your likely outcome. The great spiritual Pat Oberlin, the chariot awaits. Please tell us about the chariot.
The chariot is an exceptional card. It's success through effort. It's a really good indicator that things are about to improve dramatically.
Yes. You know, Laverne, there's conflict ending in victory, so you're going to have victory. And the spiritual world put challenges in front of us to us to believe in faith that we would get through them. Some people don't accept the challenges, and they stay where they are. Some people do, and they fail, and they get in depression and suicide. But not you. Challenges, it's good for you. Keep charging ahead, Laverne Verney. This is a time of change, travel, success. If you stay committed to achieving your goals, you will achieve them. A journey relating to work is intimate. And if you had eyes on a new car, it will soon be yours. And again, I don't like when the cars give you details about a car because you may not drive. I don't like when they say work is intimate because you may be retired. So sometimes you cannot take, in my opinion, cards literally, but you have to understand the meaning of it. So when you can replace work with life. So I'll read a journey relating to life. It's intimate. And you can replace a new car with new ideas. If you had your eye on that new idea, it soon will be yours. That's my interpretation of the cards or the likely outcome. And that's it, Laverne. What do you think?
Well, I think you did well. And thank you.
You are so welcome. There you go. I did my best. Sometimes the entity... it's in my soul. And I say, get out, entity. I'm on the radio. Don't make me have a bad show. I promised for about, you know, here's the thing that's been in the news. This is the latest thing in the news. You know, people who read tarot cards, you should listen to this. This came out on the air October 1st, 23, which is 2 days ago. Headline, your weekly tarot horoscope says a secret enemy may be plotting against you. Your weekly tarot horoscope says a secret enemy may be plotting against you. That's what it says.
I didn't see any of that.
Yeah, I'll give you, wait a minute. Okay, you little doubter. I'm going to put this in your Facebook and in Miss Laverne's Facebook so you know it's not a bit, that it's a real thing. And let me see. Here you go, Patty. And the show is brought to you by Pat Oberlin's Bakery, home of the patty cake. Here you go. There you go, right there. There you go. Now I got to get into my learning. Laverne, do you still have Facebook that you can look into? Do you still have it?
I still have Facebook, but I haven't been on it in months.
I hear you, kiddo. I'm just going to put this in anyway so you know that I'm saying the right thing and you know it's not a bit. There you go. It's in your Facebook, just in case you want to double-check me. Now, okay. Laverne, Pat, did you get it? Did you get what I put in there?
Oh, yeah, I see it.
All right. So just letting people know that it's not a bit, that that's recent, right? It's not a bit. Okay.
Yeah, it's
and
different,
so,
I'll tell you.
And
this
well,
is
this
the one
an,
you've been using, is it?
No, this is not the one, but... it was just in the news recently. It says, whenever you're confused about a situation and you're looking for answers, it's always a good idea to ask the tarot for guidance. Whether you're steadfastly believe that these cards can tell you your future or you simply love the ritual of it, your tarot horoscope for the week of October 2 and 3 will give you guidance that you've been needing. And it's just, the deck consists of 78 cards. Well, blah, 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 blah. And I kind of give a disclaimer, and I'm with a professional here, Ms. Pat Oberlin. I'm with a professional here. You know, you little amateurs out there, you know, I've been hearing about you fake psychics on Blog Talk. I've been hearing about you. And this is not something you dabble in or have fun with, because you're dealing with people's belief. I told a story about that witch who tried to put something in my drink, and she says she put a spell on me, and I told her I don't believe, so therefore it won't work. And to this day, the tale that I have doesn't mean anything. Nobody hardly noticed that little tail that wags. Sometimes you pat my head, and you can see the tail wag. Like, I don't believe in her. But anyway, what I'm saying... And so you got to be careful, because I do believe that you can open up a portal. I do believe that, you know, you get these amateurs who say, yeah, I can read you. Yeah. No, it doesn't work that way. And, Pat, I'm going to ask you on a serious note. It's dangerous for people to dabble, isn't it? If you don't know what you're doing,
well, if they don't
what can
know
happen,
what they're
Pat?
Doing, yeah, it could be a problem. Did it just lose you, Brian?
There you go. Right here, it could be a problem. You heard Pat. And Pat talked about dragon's blood. Some of you guys don't even know what dragon blood is, let me tell you. And Pat said it smells good. She should know. You know,
it's the resin from a tree in Africa.
Yes. And it's most commonly used in ancient times for digestive health, so, you know, in your gut. And it helps that. A lot of people don't know that. Because modern medicine will not tell you about dragon blood. They will not tell. But they'll tell you about other shit that you can't pronounce, but they will not tell you about. I have never went to the doctor who says, you know, Brian, you know, you're a little gassy. I go, how can you tell? Because you're a flagellant little naughty boy. Okay. Try some dragon blood twice a day, and you should be fine because it helps with your gut. Some research suggests references, and the plant has resin, like Pat says, which is especially used for treatment of diarrhea. Uh-oh.
Oh,
or dysentery. Now, some of you may have that dysentery. You'll be coming in this studio with that dysentery. It's true. It's true. I'll spot that in a minute. Kick your ass out. Don't be spreading your dysentery around me. I get a shot for that. You can get the products anywhere. You can go on Amazon. You go where? Dragon Bug products really help. And they're widely used today, but people will not say. And some of the uses are for health. It also can use as a dye. You can paint. You can do incense or for spiritual purposes. It has strong, sweet fragrance, not unlike vanilla and spices. Dragon Blood. And if you go to Pat Oberlin's bakery, she does have Dragon Blood. She put a little droppy in your coffee. Next thing you know, your gut is good. You're no longer flatulent. You can ride an airplane without people staring at you and wondering as you get your ass out when you're in the air. Dragon Blood is good for you. There you go. You know, I'm here we go. This is a guy, and we have the experts here. This is a guy talking about spiritual psychics. He calls them charlatans. And he's a very religious person. But I don't know. Pat and Laverne, because Laverne's a believer, and it's hard when people go against your belief. Does the guy have a point? Are there bad psychics? And how can you tell the difference between a bad psychic, Pat, or a good psychic, or a person who is in tune with the spiritual world? How can you tell?
Oh, gee whiz. That is iffy. Really iffy.
Well, I think you have to interview them. You know, it's like doctors. People don't interview doctors. They don't interview doctors. If you know, and they do everything. They don't question doctors. They don't. When I was in the hospital, I fought with my doctor. Well, Mr. Jackson, you got to take that. Why? Well, I turned into a 5-year-old. Well, you have to take this to get better. Why? Well, because we want you to get better and you got to heal. Why? Get the hell out of my hospital. Okay. Get out early. Resort back to your 5-year-old. You get out of the hospital. Well, did you take your pills? Why? I don't want to talk to you anymore. Why? Get out. Okay. Well, here's a person. His name is Johnny Damon. But it almost spells like demon. We're going to listen to him about for 5 minutes, and he's talking about the psychology of psychics. Pat and Laverne, do you agree? Listen to him. Here's Johnny. And he's going to talk about the psychology of it. I don't know what his credentials are, but here you go. Johnny Damon, everybody.
Yes, my name is Johnny Damon. I've been developing magic for television, stage shows, pretty much my entire adult life. And today what I want to talk about is the psychic industry, which is sort of like the evil stepchild of what I do. In the past few years, conspiracy theories, sort of like the flat earth and UFOs and everything, have sort of like become, have sort of like made it back into spotlight again. And it's sort of like the psychic community has sort of like piggybacked on that all the way up. Because when you find, it doesn't matter what you think, if you find a community that sort of has the same thought process as you, you tend to think that you're onto something, right? So if you think the Earth is flat and you find 100,000 people online to sort of like agree with you, you think you're onto something, right? And so that's where it comes from. But I just want to say that psychic shows for entertainment are fine, right? That's what I do for a living. And so I just want to say that is fine. You know, done underneath a proscenium arch like this, people know that they come in to see a performance, right? They know that they come in to sort of like see a show, right?
See, now that puts a bad spin on psychics right now. They're going to see a show. So he's going to be a performer. And it's easy to be a performer. See, we're not talking, those people, in my opinion, will screw people up mentally. You're going to see a show. Pat, is it a show when somebody do a psychic reading, a real psychic reading? Is it a show?
Not really. It is for the person you're doing it for, but
yeah,
it's not something you do in front of a lot of people generally.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not going
to
pay him.
The show, the ones that do it, like you said, as a show to me, is only for
right.
entertainment.
Right. 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 But Laverne, you know, when people say entertainment, I understand, but they must believe in something to even be in that area. And I still play. Don't play with. Don't play with. With something you don't know. Let's just be honest. We don't understand UFOs or different beings. We don't understand. And we don't understand about, I don't care how many people experienced something that happened to them or wanting something happened to them. So
is it more
don't
understand? Or is it more so that they just don't believe?
I think you're right. I think it's, yeah. Or monetary, that they think they can make money out of some very naive people. You know, they see money in it.
Yeah, well, that's what's going on with all these psychics online.
Right. Well, let's face it, psychics got to live too. I mean, they can't just. You know,
I know, but
think about,
how many of these people are real? I mean, there are so many.
Well, that's the question, and that was a question I asked. It's like, is it magic? Is it a performance? Or are you talking to somebody really real that can channel these beings? Now, here's a woman right here. Her name is, I can't pronounce her name, is it Yula Suko, but she doesn't look Japanese, but anyway. She wonders, do you see the signs of the universe? I never heard of something. Here's 5 minutes of it, and I go back to Laverne, and I go back to Pat. This is what she sees. Listen to her.
What if this was the moment your life changed? How would you know? How would it feel? Imagine there were signs from the universe, clear signs that you could trust, so that you would always know which path to take or which decision to make. What if I told you that those signs are right here for you just...
Now, this woman is the real deal. She's a physicist. She's a quantum physicist. I mean, she's a physicist times three and believe in a higher power. Just give her another chance. I mean, give her two more minutes. Listen to what she's saying. She may have a thought to open up your mind. Listen to this.
To see them or even to make them up. Quantum physicist Max Planck has said, when you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. When I was growing up in Finland, I loved books, I still do. One day I was in my hometown bookstore and saw a book that called my attention. I had to open it. I began reading and tasting every word. It was Pablo Neruda's poetry about Machu Picchu and the Andes.
Oh, sure.
Honestly, I didn't understand much at 13, but every word somehow moved me into my core. I had to know more. So I bought the book and I went to my hometown library, and there, looking at the pictures of Machu Picchu, I promised myself that one day I will go there. At 13, I didn't know much about signs, yet one sign was given to me, and some part of me understood it, as it so happened.
I didn't realize that, too. I had a sign at 9, and I didn't realize it. It said stop, and I went through, almost got hit by a car. It was a stop sign. Yeah.
Okay. How high were you?
Nine. Not very much. I just didn't have any brains in any sense. I didn't get high till later. But anyway, so what do you hear about this woman, about signs of the universe? Do you, before we go on, does anybody believe that? That their universes are sending things to you that control your destiny? You believe that, Laverne? Do you?
I do. And not only do I believe that, but I also believe that you are the universe.
Yes.
I believe that every alpha or anything that you're looking for is right within yourself, because that's who you are. You are the universe.
Pat, and your belief?
My belief? You guys know my beliefs. I've told you so many times.
Well, I understand your belief, but do you believe that the universe can talk to you and the universe could dictate your destiny? And if you look at the signs that have come out.
Well, I think you're a master of your own destiny to a large degree.
I do, too. I believe in both what you're saying.
Because you can choose what you do and don't want to have happen, right? So.
Right. Well, I'm not going to play her too long because I don't want to put Pat to sleep. Because when I put on things, Pat goes to sleep. But listen to what she says for another 2 minutes. Another 2 minutes. Hang in there, Pat.
Yeah.
I currently live in the Peruvian Andes. And I have been many times to Machu Picchu. And I stopped counting when I hit 100. So we often see our lives through limitation. We hold on to stories that make us small or keep us small. We even start seeing signs that support those limiting stories. Or we start seeing even bad signs. I don't recommend that. So sometimes we might lose or miss the signs that are there to support us in our path because we're too busy and too hard-headed maybe to think that we need something else or want something else. One of my favorite poets, Rumi, has said or asked us, why do you stay in prison when the door is so wide open?
All righty. Gonna
be a hey, guys, welcome to Forward. We're a new type of doctor's office that's providing.
So what do you do if you feel that you are in prison or stuck with a limiting story? Do something surprising, like to shake it off. Let's all do that. And just to demonstrate, if you do it without sound, doesn't work so well, right? Another good technique is snap out of it. Literally. Snap your fingers and move out of that space. Something happens in your brain. Try it. But you have to move from that space, so you try it at the intermission. And then you blow that energy out. You might do this quite a bit.
Now, there's some method to that. Shake off the bad energy, snap out of it, go to another space. Is this valid? Do you think this is valid? If something's bothering you, you're in a bad space. Blah. Is it valid?
I think so.
Some people wallah. What do you think, Laverne? Is that valid? You can just shake it off, snap your fingers, move from that space.
I think you can move from that space. However you do it, it could be done. Now, whether you snap your fingers or
you kind of go into meditation or, yeah, there's ways that you can move out of space, that space, to another space.
Mm. Okay. Both of you guys have that idea and you both agree. A little bit more, one more minute. Hang in there.
Feel your body. Do that right now. Hug yourself. Tell yourself, oh, you are so amazing.
Well, I do that every day. Well, I do more hug myself. It's like, ooh. Oh, boy, I'm loving myself. Oh, this is amazing. I don't think she meant that.
Anyway. But a lot of people do that, though, Brian.
They do. They have that affirmation. It's like they can look in the mirror and says, you're a good person. And then they kill dogs. Anywho, I don't know. If you know, you know, there are some people I think are bad people. There are bad people in this world. We have done a show about a bad gene. I don't care how much you want to believe that you're a good person. You know, even a serial killer will say, I only killed bad people. Does that make him a good guy? When you're in the army and you're in the military and you go to another land and you're killing people, you're killing them. Why are you killing them? Because they're a threat to you. Not that they did anything to you, but they're a threat to you and your country, so you're going to kill them. Are you a bad person? Are you a bad person that you killed some guy that you don't even know? You killed a woman with a child. All because your country says you are a threat to them. But does that make you a bad person? I asked you, Pat, and I asked you, Laverne, does that make you a bad person that you killed someone because they're a threat? Not that they did anything to you, but you're protecting your country. Tell me, what say you?
I don't know.
What say you, Laverne?
I don't think that make you a bad person because you were being controlled by someone else's thoughts. So, no.
Well, do you believe, Laverne, that there are bad people in this world that means harm?
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Okay. Well, let's say, I tell me if I'm a bad person, good person. Really happened, true story. True story. We go to a grocery store. My girlfriend goes in before me. I'm tying my shoe. We go there all the time. People know us. All of a sudden, this dude comes running out of the store. It was Ralph's, or if you want to call it Kroger's or whatever. Comes running out of the store with something. And I see these two managers. They're girls, women, whatever. This guy's about maybe 6'3". These women are like maybe 5'2". They're running out after him, yelling, help, 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 help. I'm right there. And I'm looking at this and going, oh, damn. So I take off running after the guy, not knowing who the guy is, what he is, but he's a bad guy. And I know he's a bad guy. You know why I know he's a bad guy? Because he went into that store and he took things that he didn't pay for. He's a bad, bad man. Bad man. I must go chase bad man. So I did. I passed out the girls. But what I was more afraid of is that these girls were going to be in harm's way. Not that he stole anything. It's like, you're 5'2", 5'3". What the fuck are you doing? Right? So I'm running with them. I passed the girls. I yelled at one girl, called the police. She goes, I am calling. They stop. I go, what? And they stop. I'm still chasing the guy. He goes around the corner. And I see a car there. In my head, I'm already thinking, what the hell am I doing? I catch up, and he gets in the car, and I see a baby in the back. I see two women, and I see two kids. I see what he took. He took some diapers, and he took some other stuff, and blah, blah, blah. He took some lilac, baby food, lilac, whatever. He looked at me, and I looked at him, and he was scared. And I did the right thing. I said, go. he got in his car, he left. I went back, and the girl goes, oh, did you get him? I go, no, he was too fast. And then I hear the girl said, oh, he comes in here every week. I go, you know who the dude is? Yeah, we know who the dude is. And you had me chase this dude? I didn't know this dude. Well, I don't know. We thought we could catch him. I said, do you have insurance for the stuff he took? Oh, yeah. What? Never mind. I was so disgusted. I went in and shopped. Was he a bad man? Was I a bad man for letting this guy go because he was stealing stuff? When is stealing becomes okay? Pat,
it's
go.
It's never okay.
Oh. Would you have reported that man, even though he bought the groceries to feed his kids and his wife? What would you do, Pat?
I should go conundrums today.
I don't know. There's stores insured. Stealing is never acceptable, but there are circumstances where things are not. And we go back with the scenario about the soldier. Is it acceptable?
Strictly food, because there's absolutely without, I would turn the other face, you know?
Right. Because you're a human.
But,
and not only that, Brian, you had put in your mind that he was a bad man for stealing.
Yes.
Every person that steals is not a bad person.
Right.
I think you might have been foolish to chase him because you didn't know whether he was a person that had a weapon that would turn around and kill you. They really made him a bad person.
But
this man said you was foolish, and he was. I can't say that he was a bad person.
Right. God was with me, my girl. God, Jesus says, you know, Brian, you need some exercise once you start running, because Jesus knew I need to run. Go ahead, go after the bad man. You go run, boy. And I ran a little bit, got my exercise in. And I found human kindness. So the soldier that's going to another country that's shooting somebody, the man that he doesn't know, is he a bad man because he is defending his country, but they're not near us? So are they bad people? He took a life. It says in the Bible, you do not take a life. What the hell is going on? Is he bad?
It did say innocent blood. The Bible do say the innocent blood. But like you said, what can you do if you're fighting for your country?
True.
You can choose to not to fight, you know.
Right.
But when you're going in, you know what you may have to do. And no, they still don't make it you bad.
You know, it's funny. I've never been into the military, but I'm sure in boot camp is that they don't teach you to take overthrow their country. They teach you to fight because they're going to kill you. It's a one-on-one. So we're going to put, your country is going to put you in a situation where a person is going to kill you. So we're going to train you to defend yourself. This is what it's about. We're not telling you to overthrow his country. We're not telling you that. We're not telling you that you want to be a dictator and steal stuff. We're not telling you that. We're going to put you in a situation where you have to defend yourself. Go get them, boys. Da 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 da. Okay.
Well, that's not being bad. That's necessity.
There you go. Here we go. What, 30 more seconds of this lady. Here we go.
And remind yourself that this is where you are. Not in the future, not in the past, not in the story of should, could, would, not a victim of the circumstances. Right here. Tell yourself, I love you. Tell yourself, I'm so proud of you.
Okay, I'm going to try that. I love you, Brian. I love you, too.
It takes more than once.
Yeah. Oh, I can't? Okay. I'm so proud of you.
It takes more than once.
It takes more than once. Okay.
And then
I'm so proud of you. I don't know I could buy that. If you don't feel that good about yourself, I don't think these words are going to help you at all. Because let's face it, Let's be honest, scientifically, mentally, 75% of us do not love themselves. 75% of us, and I mean that, are probably higher, are not proud of what they did today or proud of who they are because they did not achieve what they want to achieve. Is that valid? Is that valid?
Right.
Yeah. No matter how...
Yes, yeah. Valid, but they say if you do it over 27 days, it becomes a part of you. You know, it becomes in your subconscious.
It could. But is it right that you're... Okay, well, here it is. You got 10 more seconds. Listen to this.
And breathe right now. Remember, the signs themselves are not good or bad. It is our judgment or our interpretation that make them so. So why don't we decide right here, right now, to only see good signs? Good? A deal? Albert Einstein has said, there are only two ways to live your life, as though nothing is a miracle or as though everything is a miracle. Remember the law of physics? When you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change.
You know the law of physics. She's absolutely right. People will tell you about positive thoughts, positive thinking. This will go in that line how I see it. When you look at things a certain way, Laverne's a big fan of that. I do know that. We have had talks. People tell you all the time, be positive, and they did studies. If you think negative, negative things that happen to you. I don't know if I believe it, but anyway, and that's what our, the law of physics. If you look at things, I just want to make sure I got it right. The only two ways to live your life, as though nothing is a miracle or as though everything's a miracle. And remember the law of physics.
No.
When you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change.
Yeah.
Yes. And do you guys believe in that?
I do.
Well, I'm on the
I
fence.
I don't know. You're on the fence in that.
Another belief.
Talk to her,
Laverne.
Laverne, talk to her because she's on the fence. And tell her what you see that may convince her a little bit more things because she's on the fence.
Well, I don't know how much convincing I could do, but I also believed in everything that looked bad isn't bad.
That's true.
Say, for instance, let me see if I can give you an example of looking at something and one way and also can see another way, the same thing. Example. Okay. I'm gonna say death. Okay, a lot of us look at death as a bad thing. But if you look at it in the way that, for one, you know, death is really not death. Transition from this plane to another. Death. If they were sitting here in pain, then death was a relief to them because they no longer have that pain anymore. You know, I cannot really think of everything. I mean, many right off the top of my head right now. But there are more than one way to look at one thing. We can look at it in a negative way, or we can see it as a positive.
Well, it's a matter of seeing something as a problem or a challenge.
Okay, for instance?
Well, even if something bad happens to you, like the cards have many bad cards, right?
Mm-hmm.
But each of those bad cards do have a dawning of a new day, that something new is coming because this has cleared things out. You know, like bad stuff happens because it has to, but it's how you react to it. whether you make it a positive or a negative.
That's the key word right there, Pat, is how you react to it. That makes all the difference.
Yeah.
Very good. Very good. Some people like to look on the bright side. Another word of it is think positive. I say do not ignore. Some people like to get rid of the bad. I'm not a person that will get rid of the bad. I want to understand the bad. You cannot have good without bad. You cannot have evil without triumph. You need them both. You need them both. And I do want to look at the bad. I want to understand the bad. I can defeat the bad if I know what kind of bad it is. By just ignoring the bad, you cannot turn off your brain that the bad is not there. Okay, bad is there, but you know what? I'm going to ignore you, and I'm going to think positive stuff. I don't think the brain can do that. Okay, bad gone, because I ignore it. You're not ignoring the bad. The bad is still there. But if you understand the bad, maybe you could conquer the bad. Are you guys with me? No? No? But this is what I believe.
Yeah, I understand. I understand exactly what you're saying, Brian, because, for one, I believe that nothing is an accident, and
right. There
are no coincidences.
Right.
So even by believing that, you
right. Sit
back and you examine something, and if you don't believe that it's an accident or a coincidence, then
right. You
will find something to relate it to that
right. Doesn't
make it that makes it a learning process.
True. See, this is why you and I will always be together spiritually, Laverne. I will always be there. I will haunt your house. Hello. You go, oh, that's just Brian. That's how it would be. I got some flack. We're going to change subject now. And I want to thank the great Pat Oberlin for Psychic Tarot Day. She read a couple of people. God bless them. Thank you. And one lady got passed by reading, and maybe she'll buy a dildo. Who knows?
Oh, yeah.
I am so bad. But I got in a lot of trouble about 2 weeks ago when I read, and even my girlfriend got on my ass, when I read how women can control your mind, or how women can control a man's mind. Things that she can do that can control the man.
How come you're always doing that, never the other way around?
Well, and here it is. These are the five things to make him regret losing you. These are the five things.
Okay.
So we're turning it around. And we have ladies in different, and you will be the judge of this. I don't know if we have enough time, but, you know, I don't like these self-prophets or these nobodies all become experts on things, but they're laughable. But giving women equal time, these are the five things that men, to make him regret losing you. There's a woman right now who's probably just had a breakup, a divorce, what's going on, separation. But these are the things you need to know. And here we go. Tell me if you agree.
He lost a damn good woman. And I get it. You want to be sure he knew what the hell he lost. When he lost you, he lost a damn good woman. And I get it. You want to be sure he knew what the hell he lost. All right? You want him to regret the fact that he lost you with all the goodness you try to give to this man, all the love you try to pour into him, all the time and energy that you sacrifice for him. Now, listen, I'm going to be real with you. I really don't want you focused on that, but I get it. You came here looking for answers on how you can make him regret losing you, and I'm going to give you some of those answers because I want to give you some peace and clarity about this and help move you in the right direction. So let's get right to it. If you want to make that man regret losing you, number one, start living your best damn life, all right? Listen, one weird thing I've noticed with people in general is after breakups and wanting that person to regret it or even come back to them, they try to play the sympathy card. And what I mean by that is they want them to see how hurt they are. They want to see how much this is, you know, impacting them in a negative way. And it's almost like you think somehow that sympathy will bring them back to you. And the reality is this. There are times where the sympathy card does work, but it's very temporary. all right? It doesn't keep them there. It's more of a reaction. It's a guilt trip, but it's not really what's best for you and that potential relationship if it was to ever go back to you guys being together. So don't play that role, all right? But not just don't play that role because it's not good for the potential of getting that person back. Don't play that role because it's not good for you. Again, I want you to be living it up.
Now, they play these videos for women. I don't know who this guy is. And a woman will listen to these videos and say, okay, that's true. You know what he's talking about. I don't know who this guy is. So I'm going to give you a man reaction, and then I'll let the ladies tell you if it's true or not. If you go, first of all, somebody going to a breakup, and they said it's worse than a divorce and everything. Depends on how, if you live together. If you live together, it's even harder because there's financial problems and everything. But if you're not living together, going through a breakup, and he says living your best life. I don't know what living your best life is. When you're going through a breakup, it's hard. It's death. It's always in your mind. It takes sometimes years. I hate to tell you. I'm going to be honest with you. It takes years to get over. Sometimes you never get over it. And you'll talk about it to your next guy. But if you want revenge, see, I don't like pussy men. This guy's a man pussy. I'm going to give you a real guy. You want revenge, I'm going to tell you the best revenge you can get for him. He's a jerk. He's an asshole. He's a dickhead. He didn't treat you right. Okay. And here's the rule, people. You don't let people treat you right or wrong. You have control of your own destiny. If you don't like the way you're treated, leave. If you stay in there, it's not because he's abusing you. It's because you have, how do you call it, you don't feel good about yourself. And you take it, and you take it, and you take it. And it's not because of him. It's because you have no respect for yourself, and you don't have value on yourself. Because if you did, you would not take it. So don't tell me, well, I stayed in a relationship for 6 years, and he abused me. Well, you know what? He is who he is. But you don't have enough respect for yourself to say, I don't need to be treated this way. I have value. I don't need this. I'm not staying in this relationship 1 week, let alone 5 years, to tell him how bad I am. Okay, he finally leaves, and he's going to break your heart. Let me tell you, you want revenge? Here's the quickest revenge. Get successful. And successful means this.
Get
happy. And he has one point. Successful means get better about yourself, improve yourself, go to school, do the work on you, not you guys. For a long time, you've been a couple. Work on you. If your self-esteem is low because you stayed in an abusive relationship, build up that self-esteem. Get happy. The best revenge is you getting happy and being happy without him. Not going to the club and screwing other guys or showing this or pretending that you're happy and you're crying. No, this is a time for you to reflect on yourself. Why did you stay in that relationship? Why did you choose the man that you chose that is not good for you? This is your weakness. This is where you must look within, and you must get stronger. You got work to do, and you will be happy. That's a success. That's the revenge, because he is who he is, and he's going to think who you are, and he's going to reach out to you in the future, but you're not going to be the same person that you were. That's your revenge. And I go to the ladies. Agree or disagree with me, ladies?
Oh, I agree. I agree. That's true for everybody. You should improve
yes.
yourself, you know, after something like that, men and women.
Yeah. That's it. So the number one
thing.
And not
look for the same kind of partner.
Exactly. Yes, Laverne, Bernie.
I don't think that the woman, after a breakup, thinks she just need to do her. But as far
right.
as a man's regret that he broke up with her, he only regretted it when things ain't going right in his life. Not because
right.
of what she's doing, because what,
right.
what ain't going on with him.
Right. I agree. But there's some women that will stay in a relationship to fix him, to help him, to save him from his own.
Oh, all these fixers. Oh, my God.
Yes. Yes.
You can't fix some people.
That's true. Some people are just broken. Some people, if we agree that some people are just bad, then we have to agree that there's some people who are just broken, that they're broken so much that no matter what you try to fix, there's going to be a piece missing in that puzzle, and you can never be that piece to put them together again. You have to understand
that. That's right.
Yeah.
Anybody that goes into something thinking they can fix somebody is asking for trouble.
Yes. We call it a Jesuit complex. If you guys don't know what a Jesuit complex, you know what a Jesuit complex. It's a savior. It's a savior. It's almost a Jesus Christ kind of complex. You know? Well, here he is.
Like that.
Yeah. Here he is again. Let's hear number two.
Have fun. Find the things that make you happy. The reality is that chances are you've been consumed by this relationship. Chances are you've been pouring a lot into this man, but what the hell have you been pouring back into yourself? Have you really made yourself a priority? Have you made your happiness something that you're going to...
Shut up, you little whiner bitch. Let's get back to the other one. I hate these guys who make themselves into a prophet. You don't have to be going to that deep. You said what it is. You know, you work on yourself, get better. You cannot be the same person that when you left the relationship that he abused you, because you don't want it to happen to you again. That's your weakness. Find out why you're weak. Find out what you're needing and fix it. This is the time for you to get stronger and fix yourself. Because apparently...
If you got to do all that fixing to yourself, maybe it was better that he did leave. If you weren't doing all that at first, you waited till he left to do it, then,
right.
I mean, golly, maybe he needed to leave.
True. True. Very true. Here's one more thing, and then we're going to go somewhere else. Listen to this.
Is affecting your hormones, is affecting your focus, both situations of any kind. One of the most important things to start doing is to monitor your health. Because people don't understand how what they're eating or that lack of sleep, how they're poorly treating themselves physically and as well mentally and emotionally.
I'm out, you dipshit. Even, you know, I should go on YouTube. This guy has 1.4 million subscribers. This is bullshit. Shut up with your eating mentally and your... Shut up. I'm out. You didn't keep my attention. Bullshit. Oh, and going back
I
to Dragon's
I was thinking I should
blood.
YouTube my collection of cards.
Yeah, maybe you should. But, you know, going back to Dragon's Blood and what it's used for, it can also help you with skin ulcers and diarrhea and help you with your health. And the Greek and the Romans use it all the time. They do. In the Middle East, they still use Dragon Blood. So there you go. If you have stomach problems, the blood is there, baby. 111, you're live on the air with us. 111, we only got 4 minutes left of this show. 111, you're live on the air with Brian Hammer Jackson, Laverne, and Pat, the ultimate psychic. Give you a shot.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, I guess 111 doesn't want to talk. That's okay. We don't do this. We don't force ourselves on people. If they want to talk, press the 1. We only got 3 minutes. I want to thank everybody. See, 111, give you a shot. There's like 3 111s in the studio. I want to thank the great Pat Oberlin. Pat, please tell people where your website is again, because people are listening. They like to go there.
SpiritualNiagara.ca. Members directory.
And look for her name, Pat Oberlin. Pat Oberlin. Also with Pat's Bakery, home of patty cakes. Double food cake, everybody. You know, that's it. One of the best bakeries in Niagara. You will Niagara fall for her cakes. Patty cakes. Best in town.
Nobody wants to eat my food, Brian.
They do. And she has a special thing for erectile dysfunction. So if you want to go to patty cakes, you can.
No,
she has herbs.
So.
They have herbs. If your wee-wee is down, stick around. Patty cakes. It will fix you right up. It will fix you up. And so we're going to get a lot of people with defectional wee-wees, and they're going to go to your Patty's Bakery.
No, nobody will find it, but, you know.
They will go.
Nothing
if your wee-wee is low.
Cross the border either, eh?
You know what? Men who have problems with their penises will cross mountains and countrysides and herbs and mushrooms from cow's butt. They'll do anything to make it. Trust me. If your wee-wee is low and you're not getting that blow, go to Pat's Bakery and she will make it go through the flow. Pat's Bakery, home of the dysfunctional penises that may come alive again. Rise! Rise, my little serpent. Pat's Bakery. Thank you for the sponsorship. And, of course, that voice, man. You know, when I think of bad things, I think of Laverne, because Laverne will tell me to stop. I go, there's a little Laverne on my shoulder. I'm going to do a bad thing. They will believe she's like my angel guidance. She'll pop on my shoulder. Yeah. No, Brian, don't do that. Well, Laverne, I really want to do it. No. And I don't know why she has a little mini dress with no panties on, but that's how my little spiritual guide is.
Oh, she's going to slap you for that one.
I do have panties on, but they just have a hole in the crotch.
Yep, that's her. That's what I know my spiritual guidance is there. Oh, I love her. I want to thank you, everyone, for coming to the studio, and you 411s and you 111 there. Thank you so much. Let's see, what am I doing? Tomorrow I'll be on the air. Tomorrow is what, everybody? Is it tomorrow, Thursday? Thursday I'll be on the air. And we will continue with new stuff. I want to give everybody a thank you, and I send this out to the lovely Laverne with a hole in the crotch. There you go. Thank you, everybody. Love you
when
all.
When your legs don't work like they used to.
And I'm always thinking about you. This is Brian saying, see you tomorrow.
And I can't sweep
bye,
you
everybody.
Up off your feet.
Bye, Laverne.
Will your mouth still remember the taste of my love? Will your eyes still smile from your cheek? Darling, I will be loving you till we're 70. Baby, my heart could still fall out. Gone and my memory fades, and the crowds don't remember my name. When my hands don't play the strings the same way, I know you will still love me the same. 'Cause honey, your soul could never grow. Maybe
you, Laverne. Thank you for coming in, baby.
Love you.
I'll see you tomorrow, baby.
Bye-bye, honey.
Bye-bye, sweetheart.